Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love that has taken hold of our lives. You called us, we surrendered, and you have taken hold of our lives, Lord, that you lead us, that you work in us to will and to do, that you inspire us where to go, what to do. Thank you. It's a very present, beautiful relationship that just grows more and more as we stay with you. The path gets brighter and brighter. Thank you for your goodness that has come and is here, and we partake of it on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1 to 4. Now concerning the money collected for the relief of the saints in Jerusalem, you are to do the same as I directed the churches in Galatia to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you is to put something aside in proportion to his prosperity and save it so that no collections will need to be made when I come. When I arrive, I will send whomever you approve with letters of authorization to take your gift of charity and love to Jerusalem. And if it is fitting for me to go too, they will accompany me.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. So here Paul is just bringing about the grace of giving and helping people that are in need. And here it's a church in Jerusalem. So you've spoken to the various churches, and he's encouraged them to put a proportion of their prosperity. And this is not just 10%. That's old covenant. The new covenant is he works in you to will and to do. It's so beautiful. We can see in 2 Corinthians 8 there, the church of Macedonia, when Paul and them came and spoke to them also about helping in this regard. I love the words. He says they gave, they didn't just listen to us. They went and they cleared it with God, spent time with him, and then they moved way beyond their ability to help. And that's the thing, guys. And God has directed us. He directs us into a ministry or into a church, and there we serve, but we always serve God. So we don't do nothing outside talking to the Lord, hearing from him, and then getting involved, because that's why we know we're in tune. And that's why even when we sometimes have to go through squeezings, you understand this is the will of God, and this squeezing is there to help me, not to break me down. So that's so important. We have been bought with a price, and therefore we no longer our own. We belong to God, and we belong to the purpose he has for us. And so we stay in tune. Our hearts are in his hands like a river, and he directs us. And when he directs us, we give ourselves totally. We do what we can with what we've got, and then we see the blessing. So it's about staying in tune with your God. That about the Church of Macedonia, and there's lots of principles there to take hold of that. God will always lead you according to what you have, not what you haven't got. And then you need to do with what you've got. That's what you have to apply yourself relative to that. So be blessed, arise and shine. God is with you. He's made all grace available for you. So there's sufficient in every way. You have got the ability to arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.